What's up, everyone? Welcome to the newest episode of the Pokemon Podcast. It's Sister Effective. I'm your host, Rochelle Delaney, and with me on my metaphorical podcast left, I have the one, the only, the most amazing Irene.
Oh, geez, that's too much to live up to. I'm stressed.
I believe in you. This is going to be great. And on my metaphorical podcast right side, I have your new fave who you never knew you needed, but you now know you need, Brittany.
Hello. I'm excited to be here and really nervous, but, you know, whatever.
It's okay. We will survive.
As long as I know how to love. Right?
Anyway. I'm leaving. I'm done. Okay, good night.
That's real hard not to start singing.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to the most exciting episode of the It's Super Effective podcast, the only episode to ever pass the Bechdel test.
Wow.
The It's Sister Effective episode for Women's Day.
Yes.
Yay.
Or any day. Every day can be Women's Day if you're listening to this podcast.
I mean, literally every day should be Women's Day, so you know.
Yeah.
But actually.
Big mood. Let's start our episode with some get-to-know-you questions. So let's go around the table.
Brittany can start, I think.
No.
I think that would be good.
Okay. We're going to start with Brittany. So here's some questions for you. Where are you from? What's your favorite Pokemon? And what's your favorite candy?
Oh, no, candy. I'm not prepared for candy.
Throwing curveballs here. Extra XP.
What is this, sports?
Okay, so I'm from Florida, but I live in Philadelphia now. My favorite Pokemon is Squirtle, although Bagon is a close second and might be taking over Squirtle eventually, if not now. And my favorite candy, it used to be Milky Way for the longest time, but I think Kit Kat might be it, especially since I've tried all these different Japanese flavors. And I'm kind of obsessed now.
Ooh.
That's a pretty solid choice.
Can you please elaborate on these candies?
Okay, so a coworker went a few months ago and he brought like 12 different bags. And he had like a flan flavor, he had a green tea, a strawberry shortcake version. I think he had some sort of raspberry almond one. There's a lot of different flavors and they're all really good. And I think the flan one was my favorite.
I feel like flan, for me, looking at it is kind of terrifying. And so that makes me not ever want to try it in real life, which I'm sorry, but also, ew.
It's so good.
I know
a lot of people don't like it.
It looks jiggly.
It is. It's like a it's kind of like halfway between Jell-O and pudding.
I mean, I know what it is, but I don't know if I like a mashup like that.
That is perfectly okay.
Come over sometime. I'll make you some flan. It'll be great. Yes.
Am I going to start singing Christina Aguilera? Because I will.
Only if it's to answer some questions, because you're up next.
Holy. Why aren't you next? No, you can be next. Thank you. Thank you. Next.
I'm the pretend Steve today. I'm doing this. So Irene.
Dang.
Where are you from? Who's your favorite Pokemon? What's your favorite candy?
That's my Marge. Actually, no, that's not my Marge. That's not the right pitch. I can't do it. I can't do it because I'm trying to. It's one of those things where it's involuntary. So I can't do it on purpose when I'm trying to make that like upset grunt noise of meanness. I don't know. I'm from, if I talk about my parents, they're from Nigeria because I'm a first generation American. I grew up in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and I currently live in Milwaukee with my husband, Steve.
You know, just some guy named Steve. No one really knows who that is. But
some guy. I mean, he's okay. He's pretty great.
Famous for being the husband of Irene.
Right? No. Oh my gosh. For Valentine's Day this year, I got him a card. But on the card, I said, to Irene's husband. And then I said it in his office.
I think
he was like, really? And I was like, I mean, it's true. Like, is it a lie? And he was just like, I mean, you're right. So, which is strange because he usually doesn't admit when I'm right. So that's something.
He's learning.
You gonna learn today. And what is the other question? What's my favorite Pokemon?
Yeah.
My favorite Pokemon is Registeel. I really like Registeel. Boop boop ba-doop, boop. I don't know. I feel like it would be cute like that.
I love the Regis and their little beepy sounds. They're just like beep, beep 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 boop.
Right? Ugh, I love Registeel. If I had to pick a second Pokemon, I would pick Terrakion.
Oh, nice choice.
Yeah, right? It's just a great as heck Pokemon. They're pretty awesome. And the last question is about candy, right?
Yeah.
You asked me currently. So a thing that I have is I feel like I'm pretty known for loving orange dreamsicles.
Mm-hmm.
The ice cream treat, because I'm a diva about my ice cream treats. And I went through this whole taste test experience where I went and I bought probably 5 different companies' attempts at making an orange dreamsicle treat, and I had them and I made notes and I ended up picking one from a certain company, and it was the best, and I had many bars. I don't even want to think about how much money I ended up giving that company, but a lot. One time, I feel like I'm like destroying myself by explaining this. So at night, Steve gets so mad, but I like to eat adjacent to the bed, because I'm not going to say that I eat in the bed, because then he's gonna point his finger and do the thing where he raises his voice, and I'm not going to do that. hopefully you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd eat one like every day, and had a cup, like usually a mug, and I would eat it and then I would put it in the mug, and I did that over and over and over. I think at one point I counted how many I had in a mug. Oh geez, guess how many. Guess.
A trillion.
Okay, be reasonable.
Here. 5.
Okay. 35.
Okay. Brittany, what's your guess?
7.
Wow, really? Ma'am, there are 7 days in a week. Are you really? Really? There are only 7 days in a week. I think actually I ended up counting to like 42.
Oh wow.
It was a lot. I was like, this is like 4 boxes. Because there are 12 bars in a pack. And I was just like, this is embarrassing. But also, I'm kind of proud of myself. Also, I realized that Steve was probably dying inside. I had so many good dreams because of this treat.
I mean, that's why they're called dreamsicles. Right?
Yeah, if he had to go one way, that's probably the best way to go.
Be a sweet dream or a beautiful nightmare. I feel like I'm going to continuously quote songs from amazing artists. Sorry, I just quoted a Beyonce song. But anyway, those are ice cream treats. It's not actually ice cream.
I think that counts as candy. I think it's all okay. The same.
Yeah, it's a form of sweet, which is what candy is.
Yeah, I misspoke anyway, so I won't give my actual candy answer, but because I've been talking for too long. So
you just have to maintain some of your mystery, you know?
I mean,
there's just some things some people can never know about you.
fair enough. Okay, Rochelle.
Oh geez,
what are your answers to these questions?
What is this mutiny?
Well, I mean,
you started it.
I was born in the middle of the desert of Southern California, and I live in Colorado. I don't like the snow. I don't like the cold. I want the heat of the middle of the desert of Southern California. My favorite Pokemon for 20, 21 or 22 years was Bulbasaur. And now I regret to inform you that my favorite Pokemon is Hoopa. And my favorite candy is a Curly Whirly. I'm not going to explain what that is, but at least three of our listeners will know.
Ma'am? Okay, I wanted to say this to you since you said a Bulbasaur. Did you know? Did you know that? I can't do it. I can't attack myself like this. Did you know that a Bulbasaur is a beetle? I just want to point that out to you, that a Bulbasaur is a beetle. And the reason why I'm saying that is because for some random reason, my brain decided to scream, "It's a beetle!" about Bulbasaur when Steve was streaming one day and we were talking about Pokemon. I don't know. I'm just
headcanon confirmed. I understand.
It's a beetle. Like, I don't even understand where that came from. Like, sure.
Bulbasaur is a beetle.
Also, I feel like beetles are very squat, and Bulbasaur is very squat, so it's definitely possible.
Did you say squaw?
Squat. It's like he's short to the ground.
Squat. I haven't really heard someone say squat in reference to an actual size of a thing.
It's a thing, right?
Like, I mean, it is a thing. It's very squat. I feel like it's very chubby and cute is what I think of.
Yes.
That's anyway, what's it?
You're right. Ma'am, chubby and cute is exactly Bulbasaur, and that's why I love it.
What's a Curly Whirly?
I said I wasn't going to answer this question.
Yeah, no, I'm asking nicely.
It is, please? Since you asked so nicely, I know. It is an Australian candy. That's
oh my
like,
gosh, why am I even asking you when I know what the answer is?
I'm pretty sure you split a Curly Whirly with me once.
You know, you're right.
But now everyone has to know.
Okay, continue.
It's an Australian candy. It's a soft, chewy caramel covered in chocolate, and it's in these little curly cues. It's a
Is
curly
it musk
whirly
flavor, though.
Ew!
No,
wow.
Don't ever.
Musk as no. a word is gross.
It is a thing.
Like, moving on.
Ew! Like my tongue is sad that I had to say that just now. Anyway, Curly Whirlies are pretty good. They're quite good.
Delicious.
Yes.
I'd venture to say they're my favorite.
Well, I mean, you indicated that, so, you know, I'm going to believe you.
It does sound very good. Anything with caramel, I'm okay with.
Caramel? You say caramel? Not caramel.
Caramel.
Caramel candy, caramel dipping.
Yeah.
What?
Look, I can't explain this to you. My brain works as it works. Language is fluid. Rules are fake. And
I wasn't criticizing. I was inquiring.
I mean, that's all there is to say.
Oh, okay.
I hope I got to leave some of that mystery, you know? I just got to leave them wondering about my mysterious past.
Do we have a bus? A mystery bus?
I mean.
Maybe? Okay.
Okay. Like a school bus that's full of mystery?
I won't talk about Miss Frizzle, but you know, I mean, we can continue.
So magical.
I hope that's enough for everybody. Everyone knows a little bit about us. Everybody is adequately curious about our mysterious past. Mm-hmm. So today, the original reason that this podcast is going out is for a little holiday called Women's Day, where we honor women. So we thought we'd let you guys know a little bit about, like, the women's experiences of gaming, which is different than the experience of your beloved regular hosts like Steve and Will and Greg and every other host. Let's go through this. So I don't know about you guys, mm-hmm. but I have a very long history with, like, playing Pokemon as a woman, playing games as a woman, especially as a girl. Pokemon was one of my favorite things. Like, looking back as an adult now, mm-hmm. Pokemon was actually one of the very few pieces of media I had that had like real representation of women who could like really do things. Okay. It was like that, basically Pokemon and Sailor Moon. So, because in Pokemon, like, there's women who are doctors and police officers, and you can be a trainer or a gym leader, and you can be a member of the Elite Four, like the highest, most respected person in the society, just from the beginning, included women. And that was one of the only things in my life that really showed me that, like this thing that like, oh, you can also do everything the boys do and be better at it and be respected for it. And so that's part of why Pokemon has such like an important role in my life. That's part of why I'm here. Now that I've ruined my mysterious past.
That's not ruining. That's just we're learning. It's education.
Yeah. Yes. But like, so like, what about you guys? How's Pokemon influenced your life? How has it impacted you as women?
I think growing up, the only other person I played Pokemon with was my twin sister, who's also she is female. And I didn't, like, my cousin, who's a male, introduced us to it, but I think he's kind of dropped playing the game, and my sister and I kept playing until forever. I think she stopped maybe around Gen 3, like Sapphire, Ruby, yep. But I kept going until Gen 4 and then skipped Gen 5 and went on to Gen 6. But I don't know. It wasn't something that I really shared with anyone. So I just kind of kept it to myself. And it was really the main game that I played growing up was mostly Pokemon. And then I think I ventured into other Nintendo games like Mario. And that's something that I also shared with my sister. But for whatever reason, it wasn't something that ever came up at school. So it was... I didn't really bring video gaming outside of my house, I guess, other than, you know, portable Nintendo products.
So was it that it never came up organically for you, or was it just something that never came up generally with your class?
I think a little bit of both. Like, I tended to compartmentalize a lot of my friends in school. Like, I had my school, like, smart friends, I guess, that I would hang out with in class, and then I had my volleyball friends that I hung out with after school, and then other club members. So it was really just different pods of people that I would hang out and share different things with, but video gaming was never one of them.
Interesting. That's cool.
That's wild.
It's different.
That's entirely different than my, like, when I was a kid. Okay, I love to tell this story, even though it's a downer, but, like, when I was a kid, like, Pokemon was all the rage at my school. I was one of those schools where, like, you know, back in the 90s where there was, like, I say 90s, it was, like, the last year of the 90s and the early aughts when Pokemon was becoming big, and they're like, but the evil demons will turn your children to Satan. And so, like, people were, like, cracking down on having Pokemon cards at school, and kids were getting, like, suspended for having their Game Boys. And, like, that's, like, the kind of school I was in. So everyone was super into it. And I went with my game, which, by the way, I only got my Game Boy because my brother, whose birthday is 2 weeks before me, he got a Game Boy with Pokemon. And I threw such a fit because I was super jealous that I got my own with my own copy of Pokemon.
Wow.
And so,
I mean, wow as in, like, you didn't get one in the first place. But, you know, I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Okay. I'm a little biased. That was told from my perspective. From my parents' perspective, I learned later on, they had already bought me my own for my birthday. But because I was a young child, I didn't comprehend that I might potentially be getting my own in 2 weeks. And I still got mad.
I mean,
but so,
know.
I brought my Game Boy and was like, hey guys, have you been playing this awesome new Pokemon game? And I got told, because I was the only girl with a Game Boy, I was told, dude, this is for boys. You're not allowed to play. It's a Game Boy. It says boy in the name, so girls can't play it.
Oh my gosh.
Which is super dumb.
Yes.
So, like, I basically just played by myself in the playground while everyone else played together. But, like, It's wild to me that, like, your school wasn't in, like, peak Pokemon taking over.
Okay, so it probably was for, like, the only memory that I have of Pokemon in the schools is that I I was wandering the halls for what it might have just been a bathroom break, I don't know. And I saw the Mew promo card on the floor. There was like a whole stack of them. And for whatever reason, I did not grab one. And I'm still really upset that I never grabbed one of them. But I guess there was Pokemoning going on in somewhere at school. It just was not aware to me at the time.
You were just too cool for those nerds.
Apparently.
What about you, Irene?
Oh, okay. It's my turn.
It's my turn.
Wow, that was so sorry. So I feel like I can't actually remember the origin of playing Pokemon. Like I don't remember when exactly I started or who sparked that desire in me or anything like that. I'm a pretty obsessive person and it's been like that literally my whole life. Like I recently got married and my sister during her speech was like, Irene's been like this forever. She loved Barney when she was 3. And you know what? We're still here. So I definitely went through a Pokemon phase. So but I just don't remember what made me be into it. I don't know if the game came first or if the anime came first because I was into both quite a bit. But I started with. I think I played Blue originally, but I went through the first 3 gens, and then after Crystal, I was like, this is horrible, and I stopped playing. I turned off Pokemon in my brain until 2011, but before that, I had my Game Boy Color, and I had my Game Boy Advanced, and I would do the trading and the battling with that cord.
Yes, the link cable.
Yeah, and I made sure that I had the clear one because I was like, ah, this is cool. It's like I could see the data. Like, what? It makes no sense. Whatever.
it was just cooler, okay?
Right? So I did that, and I played with my cousins. But my cousins in that, I'm not blood related to them, but they're still my cousins. So, I would play with them and I watched, so today earlier, I watched, an earlier stream that Steve and I had done, I think 2 years ago, but after I watched that, I didn't watch the whole thing. I listened to the first episode that I was on and I was like, oh, what did I say? And I did mention, I think the way I said it was, I watched the anime on the WB. I think that's almost exactly how I said it, which is what I did because it was channel 23 and it was the WB until it became the CW. Wow. What? Mm-hmm. So I was really into the anime as well as the video game. And then I just dropped it for probably Harry Potter because, you know, I mean, yes. Just, you know, that's pretty superior. Don't hate me.
Definitely
is. No, but you can't even really put them in the same category. But no. So I did drop that after Gen 3 until 2011, and that's when I met my husband. And I've been involved with Pokemon since then. So wow, I feel sad, but not sad in like a bad sad, but just like, wow, it's been so long. Ooh, ooh.
Nostalgia.
Okay, sorry. It's literally my job to communicate with people, so I will sit and talk until you tell me to shut up. So you didn't tell me to, but I felt it. So we can continue.
You're doing great. I love it. Yes. So yeah. That's a wild range of experiences. I always am very hesitant to like talk about my past, particularly like in relation to being like a woman gamer, because like I feel like every horrible stereotype you can think of like, this is the crappy stuff women go through has happened to me.
Oh.
So I'm just like, I don't want to be a downer, but.
I see.
Yes. Just live on an island like I did with occasional visitors.
You know, that sounds great. Let's do it. Start our own island.
Yes.
I mean, I think we could talk about that. I don't know about you guys. I could talk about that subject for like 100 years. I'm just like, would you like a dissertation on women's experiences in video games? So we're not going to do that. If you'd like to hear that, tune into my podcast, it's super Rochelle ranting about the patriarchy coming out eventually. And in the meantime, I'm sure you guys are itching for some Pokemon-centric news. I guess this has all been Pokemon-centric news. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you guys a miniature Pokemon of the week. We're going to call it the Pokemon of the episode. And we're going to leave you with these clues. And then we're going to go on a break. So are you ready for this?
Yes.
I am ready for this. I keep wanting to make Beyonce-related jokes. But
you can make as many Beyonce jokes as you want.
I'm gonna make a mini shout out, because the first thing I thought was Kelly because of the song that I thought of by Destiny's Child. Anyway, the end. Continue, please.
All right. So here's your clue for the Pokemon of the day. This Pokemon has eyelashes, so you know it's a girl. At an adorable 2 feet 4 inches, you may think it's a really cute little monster to hug, but be careful. Mm. This Pokemon will often hit others with her hard leaves. Some say she's named for a teenager, which is appropriate, considering she's a middle evolution. Got that? Think about that. Let us know at the end of this podcast if you know who that is. And let's take a break. And we are back. I bet you guys missed us a whole bunch. I bet you are either very excited that you know who that Pokemon is, or you're very frustrated that you don't know who that Pokemon is, and either is okay. So what we're going to do for the next little bit is we're going to do a top 4 list of sorts. You might even call it an elite 4. Oh, that geez. We're going to go for. So here's what we're going to do. We've each brought 4 women characters who are gym leaders, trainers, members of the Elite Four from the games. And we're going to put them all on the table. And we're going to talk about it and cut some out and come to the conclusion of these are our top 4 picks for our ladies only Elite Four. Sound good?
Yes.
Sounds like a plan, ma'am.
All right, because everyone loves lists. Who doesn't love lists? Let's go around and we'll do one each and we'll just go in a circle. How's that sound?
You can start.
Okay.
I was thinking, okay, so during the break, I went to the bathroom. And I was, of course, which is weird, but I was like, I didn't really explicitly say that my husband is the host of this show regularly. So I wanted to say that because in case you didn't know, there you go.
And now you know.
It's no longer a mystery. Okay. I was
giving out your whole pass.
Yeah, I mean, not really, but you know. What is your first choice, Rochelle?
All right. So I don't really have them ranked or anything. So I'm just going to pick one from the list. Mine are all trainers who are either gym leaders or members of the Elite Four already. And the absolute first person I thought of was Lenora.
Oh, my God. Oh, spoiler.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry.
This is gonna
sorry
be real
for
easy.
Stealing your thunder.
I mean, it's fine. I just got real excited.
Good, because I love her. First of all, she's fantastic. She has an amazing character design, and she's a really great character. She has an amazing gym. Her gym is like a library inside of a museum, and that's my jam. She is an archaeologist who is a gym leader with a gym inside of a library inside of a museum, which is just she is literally living my dream. So I have to put her fourth.
Fourth or first? Fourth as in I'm putting her fourth?
Fourth, T-A. I am offering her as a potential candidate.
Fair enough. Good choice. I feel like I need to go next just because of that.
Go next.
I literally have nothing to add to that because everything that Rochelle just said is true, which is part of the reason why I had her on my list. But also because, honestly, because she's Black, and I was like, heck yeah, this is great. Just because prior to this, I feel like in terms of representation, yeah, we've had women, but very few obvious women of color. Mm-hmm. In this game. So I was like, I was very passionate about it. And I want to say that one year I wanted to be Lenora and Haas for Halloween. I hate Halloween. I really do. I don't like Halloween at all for several reasons. I don't like being scared. And Steve doesn't really either, but I was just like, ah, it would be so fun. And he was like, no. So
Steve, I'm judging Steve so hard right now. Like, no. That is such a good idea.
I was
idea.
Like, it would be so fun if we were Lenora and Haas. And he was like, no. So, I mean, they're, we got that normal Pokemon from Miss Lenora. Mm-hmm. So she's pretty great. So she was also on my list.
Okay, so I also picked Lenora.
Wow, slay, what a queen.
Well, I think at this point, we're just going to give an honorary position to
she
Lenora.
She
kind of
has to. Yep, queen. She kind of has to.
No, okay, but for real, like her, sorry, I totally interrupted you.
That's okay. Go on.
Her, like, default pose, she has her hands on her hips. It's a power pose. I don't know if you've ever read about just articles generally, and it's like if you're feeling down or if you're about to have a job interview or anything like that, you do power poses to feel more confident. And her default position is literally a power pose. So
she's powerful and amazing, and I love her so much. She is my absolute favorite.
Yeah, she's great. I love that power pose thing. That didn't even occur to me. And I think the only things that I have to add about why I chose her was I looked up all the gym leaders that Ash lost to in the first round.
Ooh.
Because I feel like he kind of needed to get put in his place.
Mm-hmm.
And made sure I knew like which female ones were those. And Lenora definitely made that list.
She smacked him down.
No, yes. But for real though.
And there's a weird piece of trivia that I found that she likes to ask her challengers to pick a book just out of curiosity so she can, I guess, learn a little bit more about them. I don't know. Ooh. I like that little tidbit.
So we just decided that all three of our first picks are Lenora. So this is going real great so far. So let's go around again. Put away my list because I was looking for the name of this book. Okay, so my second pick was the gym leader Flannery, because she's got so much energy and excitement, and I love her. She is from Hoenn, which is my now second favorite region. And I think it's really cute that, like, she's like, I gotta be tough and strong, and I gotta run this gym now. And then at the end, she's like, actually, you know what? What if I'm just myself and I just am comfortable with myself instead of trying to be more intimidating than I want to be, and I like that. And also, she's got all those yelly, screamy memes.
I do like Flannery.
I'm thinking about Flannery, but I feel like I can't, like, you just described her, but I also can't remember anything about her, which really sounds super shady. That sounds
no,
so
that's
shady,
fine.
And I didn't mean for it to, but
this is the place to be shady.
It's really not, but you know, that's what I had to say today.
She's the fire gym leader.
Nothing.
That's fine. Who's your second pick?
Mine?
Yeah.
Actually, no, Olivia's my last choice, but you know, I said her now, so I guess I'm going with it. She's awesome. She's a rock trial leader, right? She's in my favorite gen. She is really cool. She has a really cool outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be stereotypical and shallow. She has a nice outfit, and she doesn't particularly take any nonsense from people. And I think she's very much like, you're not worth my time. Bye. Which I really enjoy from other humans and characters. as a whole. So I really like Olivia quite a bit.
She's kind of fantastic, and I also love her, and that's fine. I brought extra people because I figured someone would suggest my suggestions. It's fine.
Oh, no, because I also picked Olivia, which I figured would also get chosen because she's amazing, but I'm going to keep her because she needs to be in my Elite Four. And I love, she's also the kahuna, and she's part of the, she was chosen to be part of the Elite Four in Alola, and I think that's just great. Out of all the people they could have chose, she was one of them. And I might also add that the Elite Four in Alola has three women and one man.
And I'm just putting out there that Alola is the best region.
It is.
Just saying.
Yes. So I haven't seen the latest, I guess, Gen and Gen 6 anime. So I can't speak for how she is on the anime, but just reading from her profile, it seems like she's very clumsy, and I love that about her, that she's probably just silly and tripping all over the place, but still having this awesome aura around her, if I'm imagining that correctly.
Yeah, like, part of why I love her so much is that she's, like, she's, like, sweet and fun and really relatable. Like, mm-hmm. as someone who grew up very, very clumsy, I totally feel that. But at the same time, like, she can be all those things, but also, like, those things don't mean that, oh, she's just weak and she's, it was an accident, she's a kahuna. You know, like, she can be all those things, and also she's very strong and she's very confident. And I love being able to have a character that says, like, these things that people are going to pick on you about, like, being clumsy, like, that doesn't matter. That doesn't mean you're less of a person. And that's, I love her so much.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think being able to speak your truth and be confident in those traits that others might put down, I think being able to own that is very important. I've also been called very clumsy. I mean, I am very clumsy, just a walking disaster, just generally. But so that might make all of us a bit biased, but I think that there's merit in just as a character having those traits that make it makes her seem more real, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Although one thing I don't like that seems to be a common trope in the games and at least in the manga, that they kind of fixate on the fact that she's single a lot, and I don't know quite how to feel about that.
I know exactly how I feel about that, and how I feel is this game was probably made by men.
Yes, this is true. Like, there's more things to be focusing on than her status, her relationship status, you know.
I went on a rant in Slack one time about how, like, during her first battle, your battle with her, like, they have that shot that's, like, really male-gazy.
Yeah.
But that lasted for 3 days, and I'm not talking about that again.
That definitely seems to happen a lot in Pokemon.
Yeah. Whose turn is it? Oh my gosh.
I think it's your turn now.
Oh gosh, it's my turn.
I know, back to you.
Okay. Let's see my list. All right. Next on my list is Iris, who I love her. I think she's adorable. I also like that she has a lot of spunk. She is so amazing and talented that she went from being a gym leader to being champion of the Elite Four. That's amazing. She's super talented and super skilled and a super great character, and I love her.
I do like Iris. That's just my response. I do like them all.
I like dragons and I like dragon type, but like, I just can't deal with her anime portrayal. So,
see, I hear she's annoying in the anime, and I've never seen that section of the anime, so.
Gosh, okay. Rochelle, you're such a kid!
Yes, I don't like her catchphrase at all.
You're such a kid! That,
I'm mostly going off the games. I've been in and out of the anime, but, like, in the games, like, I liked her. She's got spunk. She has that whole part where she's, like, sticking up for Bianca and stuff. I thought it was sweet. But you don't have to agree with me. That's okay. We have to narrow these down somehow.
It just, it's really bad.
I can respect that. What's
if
your
you
next
look past
pick?
That, I think it's okay. She's great without the catchphrase.
What's your next pick, Irene?
So next on my list, okay, it's not really a competent placement because Steve and I talked about her just before we started, but Olympia, right? That's what I have too.
Mm-hmm.
So, the end. I don't know. I can't. I psychic Pokemon. There's my defense.
Would you like the notes that I had for mine under Olympia?
Yes, absolutely. Please tell me. I'm gonna crawl into a hole.
Oh my gosh. First of all,
sorry.
Psychic types, nice. Psychic types, nice. She can see into the future, which I think is really neat. Like she has like this whole lore of like if somebody puts on her bracelet, she can see that person's entire future. And I think that's crazy and wild and interesting. And she's got a heckin' awesome character design. She's got that whole like galaxy cape and stuff. Oh, so cool.
It's funny because the more that we talk about these characters, I'm also like, how substantive really is this? I just find it interesting.
Yeah. A lot of these characters don't really get a lot of attention paid to like giving them a lot of depth. I think that's actually part of why I picked Iris, because like I know she's annoying in the anime, but like of all of the ones that I picked, I feel like she does have the most depth. She has a whole story spanning two games where she's like a participant in your storyline when she's helping Bianca, and like she goes from being a gym leader to being champion, like, which I know isn't a lot, but it's more than like almost every other gym leader, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really do love hearing those stories of just regular trainees becoming gym leaders and gym leaders, at least in this case with Iris becoming the champion. Like, she is pretty great for just that reason alone, without looking at anything else, just the fact that she made it that far, and you could get to see her growth throughout the game as well, I think is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Who's your next pick, Brittany?
Well, speaking of trainers who become gym leaders, I chose Misty. I don't think she's going to last too long in this Elite Four, but she's one of my favorite, I guess, just characters growing up watching her. And I do like to see her grow throughout the series. And Water is my favorite, so I kind of have to pick some sort of Water trainer. And she beat Lana, so I feel like, at least she's a little stronger than Lana, mm-hmm. who's another Water trainer. Let's see.
She's another one of those characters with spunk.
Yeah.
I like characters with spunk.
Yeah,
I feel
exactly.
Like, I feel like, especially as a kid watching the anime, I appreciate it a lot. Like that she's like definitely a little bit more tomboyish, and like she doesn't want to be like a pretty mermaid like her sisters. She just like wants to ride her bike and wear her shorts and battle Pokemon, and like that was really great for me as a kid in terms of like having like a role model that's not just like pretty princesses, which was not my jam as a child. So I like Misty.
Oh, there's something else I was gonna say about her, but I forgot.
Very
Let's see
classic.
If it comes back. It is.
I feel like there's that ultimate nostalgia factor with her.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't bad, but it's something that I feel like I should point out just because that's immediately what I thought. It's like by default, you put that down on the list, but also, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like she would be a good Elite Four trainer as long as she never had to battle against Ash.
she never
beat him, so.
okay, but like, do you know the horrible Christmas album?
Oh, no. No, I don't think so.
What? No.
Oh, no. Sorry. I have another. This is my go to bed alarm. I forgot to send that off.
It's okay.
No, it's. No, there's proof that it's a thing.
It's okay. I feel. Yeah, so there was this really, really horrible Christmas album, and like, there's a song where Misty is like singing about, like, I want to kiss Ash, and it's just awful.
Oh, God.
No one talks about the Christmas album for that reason.
Of course, that would be a thing.
Let's go through my list. Let's pick something that you guys haven't already picked. This is fine. What number suggestion is this? I don't even know.
It's the last one, I believe.
Yes. Okay. Last round. So, looking at our options, here's what I'm going to say. I was debating between two different Elite Four members for this last spot.
Can we recap on who we have before we do our last, just because we had so much overlap?
I know.
Let's go through this last round, because then we're going to have to go through it again anyway to eliminate and decide. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. I'm sure it'll sound like we're coherent and make sense when Steve edits it. Steve. So I was debating for my last spot that didn't get taken by y'all between two ghost type Elite Four trainers. So I was debating between Phoebe and Agatha for a number of different reasons, because Phoebe's really fun for a lot of reasons. But I think I might suggest Agatha, first of all, because Agatha is like the only woman over 40 I can think of in the entire Pokemon series. Like, other than just like that random generic grandma, you know what I mean? So like, get some good age representation going there. I do characters with spunk. She's sassy. She's like, that dumb old Professor Oak just can't train to save his life, and he's awful. And I'm just like, I love that about her. I do like that she has her ghosties and poison types. I'm a big fan of both ghost type and poison type, so I love that. She has that one really cool scene in Pokemon Generations, I think it is, where she like releases her Gengar and it like she opens a Pokeball in her cane and it just like slinks out like a shadow. Like, that's super cool. And then the last note on mine was literally, quote, better than Oak, true facts, LOL. So I'm going to put that as my last suggestion.
I do like Agatha, and I was taking some notes, I think, because I thought we were only picking from Elite Four members, and the notes, literally what I wrote down is that she is terrifying.
She is definitely terrifying. I feel like the immediate visual that I got is what happened in my brain, as you said, Agatha.
I just, like, I kind of love that she's just, like, I like to think in my head that, like, she's been there for, like, decades. Like, she's just, like, this super powerful trainer no one can really unseat. And just, like, this image of just, like, this old 80 just, like, whooping the butt of every young trainer that comes through because she's so talented and so skilled is, like, a neat idea to me.
There isn't really anything to be doubtful about. It's like, yeah, Agatha's there. Like, it's not necessarily bad, but it's also just like, yeah, she's very stable, consistent. I don't want to say not compelling, but I feel like they're when someone is more complex, like I just feel like by default there's more turbulence in terms of what you see for the character. And I don't, obviously, just because of the nature of how Agatha is presented as a character, you don't really see that type of conflict and turbulence for her as a character.
I think the way I feel about her is she's very much like, she clearly has a story. Like, clearly she got to the Elite Four somehow, and there's a little bit of a hint in it where, like, you know that she was rivals with Professor Oak when they were kids, but, like, that's it. And you're just like, what is your mysterious background, lady? Like, where'd you get that cool Gengar Pokeball cane?
I want to know.
That's the other thing, though, is that we get so much information about some characters, and it's like, okay, but there are so many others. Like,
yeah,
can you please talk about someone else? anybody but Ash.
Anyone yes, but Ash. Please, I'm begging you. So who's your last pick, Irene?
Cynthia. Actually, no, Lusamine. Lusamine.
Oh.
Yeah, she's my last because Slay. Honestly, like, I feel like all the things that I want to say are probably swear words, but I just, I feel like she is the most complex person, one of the most complex people that we've seen in this franchise generally. And so I think that I found her very compelling and magnetic. So I want to pick Lusamine just because of also, like, just, I don't know, like, there's a lot going on with her, and I think that that's worth bringing up. Mm-hmm. Like, she just comes with a lot of baggage, and I think that's worth it. .mp3. Okay, sorry.
You're good. Do you have anything to say about Lusamine, Brittany?
She's a very complex person, and I think Irene said it all.
All right. I hate Lusamine with every fiber of my being.
I mean, I'm not saying that I hate her. I'm just saying that she is someone that I would pick in terms of memorability.
Okay.
Being memorable.
Let me finish, though. Hate her. I think she's awful, and she's a terrible person, and clearly a horrible, abusive mother. And I 100% agree with you. Like, she's genuinely one of the most compelling characters in the entire anything about Pokemon. She's complex. She's interesting. And I hate to love her, and I hate that I love her.
Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Lusamine also feels like the most real person. One of the most real people, where it's just like the whole package that you get with her and her family and her husband and her kids and everything. It's just like, I see how this happened. And also that sucks. But like, that is something that you don't see very often.
Yes.
In media or in games, especially mm-hmm. just from a woman perspective and as a parent and stuff like that. I'm not a parent, but no, I am a child of but it's someone. Like, so yeah.
And part of the reason I'm okay with his suggestion, even though I personally dislike her, is that, like, and I think I talked about this long, long ago in one of my first appearances on the podcast when Sun and Moon had just come out, where, like, as much as I personally, like, I just don't personally like her because she's definitely an abusive parent, like, that's a really good thing to put in children's media. Like, it's really good to show, like, you know, sometimes parents suck, and also they have their own story, and that's why they suck, and showing, like, you can still try and help them be better, and showing, like, especially that women can be the villain sometimes. So many times, like, women get put aside and they can't be evil, they can't be the villain, because women are too nice and sweet to be the villain. And then if they ever are the villain, they often get masculinized and masculinized in some way to show, like, well, the real reason she's evil is because she's not being a gentle, submissive woman. Did that make sense? Like,
I don't see fault in what you just said.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense. And in that regard, I love Lusamine's one of my favorite, like, villain characters of all of Pokemon, because, like, she can be all those things at once and still be an interesting, compelling character.
I feel like Gen 6 did a really good job with developing villains, because they did a really good job with fleshing out that story, but as well with Guzma, with giving him different sides as well. And
I think we all agree that Gen 7's the best. Brittany, who's your last pick?
So I also picked a ghost type person as my last pick, and it's Fantina. So I wanted someone who was also part of the Pokemon contest world. Even like this, I feel like she as a character didn't really get fleshed out a lot. But I just feel like she's so fabulous, and I just want to see that level of battling in the Elite Four as well. Like, I love that she was a Sinnoh Grand Festival judge. I don't think we ever really saw her compete in Gen 4, but I would be really interested to see her, what she can do.
She also has a fantastic character design.
Yes.
Got that fancy dress. Like,
yes. It's great.
I feel like I should be saying something right now, but like I don't know what to say. I was listening. That's what I got to say.
I'm just throwing you off this whole time, Irene. I'm so sorry.
What?
I'm just throwing you off this whole time with Harry Potter.
No, don't even. I don't even know what is going on. It's a Monday. No one will get that joke. Whatever. This will air when I'm on my honeymoon, so who cares? Not who care, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's in the future.
It's okay. So like, part of my thing with Fantina is that like, I don't know a lot about her, and here's the reason why. Everyone has that one generation of Pokemon they missed. I know I played Gen 4. I remember being young and stupid and like trading in my copy of the game that I had physically. I know a lot of Gen 4 Pokemon are some of my favorite Pokemon. My car is named Torterra. I don't remember anything. I do not remember anything at all about Gen 4. So I'm just like, if there's a character whose name I don't know, it was probably from Gen 4. I totally missed her. I mean, I'm sure at some point I heard her, like saw her, but like, as an adult, like, I don't remember anything at all, so. Blah, 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 blah. Who needs diction? Who needs people to understand what you're saying? Just
excuse me.
So hard. Words are so hard. I don't understand why they have to be so hard.
Words are hard. Irene, did you have anything to say about Fantina?
No. That sounds so now, but no, I really don't. I'm sorry.
I mean, this is also just showcasing the problem with fleshing out these important people in the Pokemon world. Like, we should know who every gym leader is and know their backstory. And I feel like Fantina probably has a great one, and I just don't know it, but I want to know it.
According to Bulbapedia, she apparently is not from Sinnoh.
Oh.
But I don't know. It says that she often peppers her speech with phrases of French, so maybe she's from Kalos. I don't know.
I do like her accent. I like accents in general. Excellent. Yeah, like even on the fandom like wiki page, literally like every other gym leader that I looked at had a personality and appearance section filled out, and she has nothing filled out. It's completely empty. There's a Magikarp there.
She's been left behind by time.
She has.
Right? Jeez.
All right, so let's go through this list real quick and try and narrow it down to our own Elite Four. So first round, we literally all suggested Lenora. So I'm going to say that she makes it in.
Yes, for sure.
I'm not going to argue.
Because she's clearly the best. And she's complicated. She has a husband. She has a job.
She has a husband and a job.
She literally has it all. She's living the mythological feminist dream. I think that a lot of times people like kind of underestimate kids and what they can comprehend. Yeah. Like, part of the reason I really like that is that, like, people like to pretend that, like, abuse doesn't register with children, but, like, children pick up on that stuff. Like, kids get it. You know what I mean? Like, I know a whole bunch of people who have been through that, and I've been through that, and, like, you may not understand why it's happening as a kid, but you understand that it's happening and it's not good. and like being able to show, like, it's really good to show a kid, like, this is a thing that happens. You're not crazy. This is something that occurs. And also that, like, giving them a little more context of, like, it's not necessarily about you. Sometimes parents just have their own things going on, because a lot of times kids immediately think, oh, this is because I messed up, because you're a dumb kid. You don't, you literally don't have the life experience to think something else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And being able to show to kids, like, yeah, this is bad and it's not good. And it's very much treated like, you can't treat me this way. This isn't okay. Like, that's Lily's whole story in the first, in just Vanilla Sun and Moon. But also showing that also she's a complex human being. And even if it's not okay, like, there's a reason she's acting that way, you know, like.
Yeah. And it's okay to seek help and try to change things.
Yeah. And that's good. That's a very good thing for kids to see and learn. And it's something that no one gets, because people think this is too adult for kids, even though kids are living that all over the world, all day, every day, you know?
Yeah.
We're just going to automatically put Lenora in, since we literally all suggested Lenora.
Mm-hmm. She's in.
And then in round two, we had, I was the only one who was into Flannery, which is okay. Both of you had suggested Olivia, which I am also 100% behind, because she was also in my list until you both suggested her. And I was like, we can't do this two rounds in a row. So, like, pull the backup. So,
I mean, if she's the best, she just deserves to be there. It's okay for us all to agree.
Melanin in the game, melanin in real life, melanin, duh.
We gotta get that representation in there. That's important. And then in round three, we had Iris, Olympia, and Misty. And then in round four, we had Agatha, Lusamine, and Fantina. And of those six, Lusamine is the only one that all of us agreed on.
Well, I mean, sounds pretty obvious.
We'll toss her in there.
Wow, what a mix.
This is a wild list.
Who's in what? Well, actually, I feel like that's too much. We're like, who's in what order, even though we don't have a fourth person yet?
We'll get there.
All right. So we have normal, we have ghost, and what is, I guess she doesn't really have a type.
Her type is complicated.
Yes. she's going to be the villain of Elite Four.
Okay, but like, I have a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pick an Elite Four and a champion and make Lusamine our champion.
Oh.
How's that sound?
That sounds awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, I can go with that.
So Lusamine's our champion. We have normal trainer Lenora and rock trainer Olivia.
Yep.
Now, our options for these last two spots are Iris, Olympia, Misty, Agatha, and Fantina.
Didn't we say Olivia was already in a spot?
Yes. You're right. I said, sorry, Olympia.
Olympia.
Very similar.
Might be. So, do any one of these, first of all, is there anyone we want to straight out cut? Or is there anyone that catches our eye immediately?
Okay, so you said Iris, Olympia, Flannery, like what? Repeat, please. I don't. Where are we?
Okay.
I'm confused.
Okay. We have Flannery, Iris, Olympia, Misty, Agatha, and Fantina. Out of those, Fantina and Flannery only had one vote. Should we just cut them?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's too many ghost options, so.
Like the idea of putting in Agatha. So that we can have some intersectionality in our Elite Four. We can have old ladies too.
You mean some more intersectionality?
There's never enough.
If I had to pick two right now, I would say Agatha and Misty.
Going Gen 1 on us.
Yeah. Yep.
I also really like Flannery. But I also like Agatha and Misty. So I think I was close to picking Flannery as one of my top four, but for whatever reason, I bumped her down.
All right. So at the very least, we can all agree on Agatha. How's that sound?
Yes.
Yes.
You both have a vote for Misty?
Yes.
Yes.
See, I would very much more prefer Iris, but I don't think I can win this fight.
Okay, but she's swinging from the vines and being like, ah, you're such a kid. Cool. Like, okay.
No, it's okay. I will secede this. And
I'm making like the most bitter face right now. Like, and I have to say it like that because I am making a face. I really am.
All right. So. Okay, I guess we can accept Misty as the single trainer we don't all unanimously agree on. Although I do really... Okay, you know what? Okay, you've won me over. You made a convincing argument.
Yes.
Let's pick Misty. I do like that she was like my little tiny Rochelle role model. So, which works out well. That's going to be a rough elite four where you gotta hit the rock and also the water. So... Yeah.
And the normal and the ghost.
Oh, jeez. Sounds like a rough. That sounds hard.
So.
Aha, rock Pokemon. Sorry.
Okay. I'm an adult. It's fine. So, are you ready for this? Our official Elite Four lineup. Our official... Ladies Elite Four, the ultimate, most challenging Elite Four in all of the Poke world, is Lenora, Olivia, Agatha, and Misty with the Champamine.
Spoilers, Champamine. It sounds like Dramamine. What kind of medication is this?
Can that please be her official title?
Pokemon medication.
Perfect. With our champion, Lusamine. How's that sound? She's not even a medication. She could probably use some medication, but...
Lucid meat? Okay, I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm out.
All right, I think that's good.
I like that.
If anyone listening has a problem with our ultimate Elite Four,
please tell my husband.
Tweet at Dragging a Lake.
Where can we find both of you, Rochelle?
We're not done.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh my gosh, we didn't talk about the thing. I'm so sorry. I got too excited. I'm sorry.
You're all trying to wrap up, and everyone is sitting here. No one's been paying attention this entire time. Wow. Every single person listening to this is going, I can't figure out what that Pokemon was. So, do you guys know who this Pokemon is? Do you want me to say the clue again?
How about baby clue? Like a small one.
The last sentence of the clue paragraph is, some say she's named for a teenager, which is appropriate considering she's a middle evolution. Irene, do you have a guess?
I mean, I know the answer. So let's talk about my name. My name is Irene. So what do you think? What do you think? That's my hint.
Hmm.
That's my hint. Is what my name is.
Brittany, do you have a guess?
It's based off of a mangosteen. Oh, that's what I'm going to go off of.
All right. Since no one could guess what that was, the Pokemon of the day today is Steenie. Steenie's pretty cute.
Steenie.
It is the fruit Pokemon, sharing its category with its pre- and post-evolution Bounsweet and Sarina, and also Tropius, just randomly. just those three Entropius are all the fruit Pokemon. The name is theoretically in English. The name theoretically in English comes from a combination of mangosteen, which is a fruit that the Pokemon is based off of, and teeny or teenager. In Japanese, the name is a combination of amai, which is sweet, and maiko, which is dancing girl, for amamaiko, I think. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce Japanese. I failed you. And it's a cute little Pokemon. The shiny is, rather than having green leaves for hair, has blue leaves, I think. I could have looked this up, but I chose not to.
Okay, well, that's one of us.
Has blue leaves. Yes, blue leaves for hair instead of green. And, it's real cute. It comes from Gen 7, the best gen, which I think this entire podcast is really just here to establish that Alola is the best.
Nice. It definitely is. I'm sorry, my computer is like freaking out. It's like restarting.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
Well, we can still hear you.
So if you're hearing that, that's why.
And, you're okay. And that's our show. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you're really into this wonderful episode. Brittany, where can people find you? Do you want people to find you?
Yes, please find me. Just don't stalk me. So my handle in all places is BevGranger711.
Granger like Hermione Granger?
Yes.
Irene, where can people find you?
You can find me on social media generally at Devin Carrots. Ooh, okay, so. Devin is in relation to Devin Murray, who played Seamus Finnegan in the Harry Potter movies.
Yes.
There you go. There's my tidbit of the day. And then carrots is just for another day. You can find me
mysteries
there on Twitter or on Instagram, just generally. Otherwise, you can bother my husband and be like, hey, Irene sucks. So there you go.
You can send all your hate mail to at Dragging a Lake. Steve will take care of that. And you can find me at Miss Delaney on Twitter. That's Delaney with two L's. If you spell it with one L, you're going to get a very nice lady who I think is a historian, but she's not me. Delaney with two L's at Miss Delaney. And you can find the show at, I don't know, PKM and Cast, I think?
PokemonPodcast.com. I don't know. Anyway. Or at Pokemon Podcast on Twitter. You can also find us on Patreon. Okay, the only reason why I'm saying
ISE.cash.
The only reason why I'm saying that is one, because this is related to my personal livelihood. And also, Steve and I have our own podcast called Alola Vacation, which is just about the Pokemon Sun and Moon anime. And Steve just makes me laugh a lot, and I do my obnoxious laugh that you've heard several times over the course of this episode. So if you're interested for some random reason, there you go. If you give to the Patreon, which sure, words. Okay, there, I'm done.
Do it. Alola Vacation is a true delight, and I get so excited every time a new episode comes up. So
because Alola is the best.
I don't know what else to say. Sure, I'm on the show.
So this has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast. It's
sister
effective.
Yay!
Yay! Bye. We did it.